Lastly, R. Rob Nen, batting cleanup here, our very last speaker of the night. We are very pleased to have the national organizer of the Labor Party from Washington, D.C., here tonight, Tony Mazzocchi.
Thank you. It's really great to be among a spirited group, and nothing like that radical piece of literature that gets into everyone's home each month, a utility bill, to make everyone, regardless of their political persuasion, very animated. I'm not here to talk specifically about the solution to the energy crisis in California. Californians, especially you here, are framing that issue. But the Labor Party, that's what we're about and that's what we do. We attempt to frame the issue and to move the process forward. And if you look at our paramount issues, they consist of those things that the market should have nothing to do with, certainly electricity, health care.
First, I would like to thank Leo Seidlitz and the East Bay Labor Party chapter as well for helping to build this meeting and to announce that they are having one for anyone who lives on the other side of the bay or knows people who do. It is February 27th at 7 p.m. at the... How do you say this? Temescal branch of the Oakland Library at 5205 Telegraph, in the rear, it says. Public forum organizing for public power February 27th at 7 p.m. I would also like to thank the San Francisco Central Labor Council for their endorsement of this meeting, as well as their sponsorship of the Labor Party. And as we get to the questions, many of the speakers have mentioned we have a lot of veterans and activists in the room. Tony plugged the book, but I'm going to plug it again. Dan? Yes. Dan Berman is right here, and this is his book. I believe there are copies of it for sale.
I couldn't find it. All sold out.
All sold out.
Go to Modern Times. Go to Modern Times.
Go to Modern Times and buy Dan's book. It's called Who Owns the Sun? People, Politics, and the Struggle for a Solar Economy.
And it's a great book. Yeah. Hey, Dan, come up.
And if you'd like to...
Come on, Dan. All right.
Well, thanks a lot. It's just fabulous to be speaking before such a great, enthusiastic group. Now, I shouldn't admit this, but I actually work at an institution on 505 Van Ness called the California Public Utilities Commission. And there's some wonderful people in there, and they're people who know a tremendous amount, but they don't get to apply their knowledge. It was a forbidden topic just a very short time ago. Mark Loy here is, notice he's got his, he's our vice president of our union. He's got his red T-shirt there. Let's give him a hand. He's a member of the Labor Party. And so we've just started talking about public power. We talk about it constantly, and we argue with people constantly. I'll give you a very simple example. Mark and I did a little work, and we started telling people that public power charges less. And if you took any other commodity, any other type of product, and you said, this is cheaper to buy, isn't that something that everybody should want? Business, labor, everybody? Isn't that what competition is supposed to be about? We looked at a federal website, and we looked at there's 19 public power entities in Northern California. In 1998, before all this hit the fan, they sold $1.5 billion worth of electricity. PG&E sold $7 billion. This is 2 years ago, understand, 2.5 years ago. The public power entities charge an average of 7.54 cents a kilowatt hour. PG&E sold cost 9.29 cents per kilowatt hour. That's 22% more expensive than a grab bag of all these so-called incompetent public power entities. You know what's happened now? PG&E's 35% more expensive, and they're on the way up. And so I said, well, doesn't anyone at the California Public Utilities Commission in the Monopoly Regulation Branch of the Office of Ratepayer Advocates know that? they don't keep the figures. And what they will tell you is, we don't regulate public power. I said, aren't we supposed to be the Office of Ratepayer Advocates? You know where we found the figures? Nobody keeps any figures. The federal government doesn't keep monthly figures. So we got them down at Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. We just go down. Nina Yubovich keeps the figures every month. And she shows, and this is what's going to happen here, because it really hit the fan last summer in San Diego. And even all those Republicans, those nice, pretty, you know, healthy people with, you know, 34 teeth, came up there and they were crying to the California Public Utilities, said, why can't you do something? They can't do this. This is an outrage. I'm a Republican. Normally, I believe in free enterprise, but this is just too much. Like we studied. Let's take something simple. The average supermarket, let's say 250,000 kilowatt hours a month. They charge a year ago. That cost them $16,000 in San Diego. You know what it costs now? $42,000. Take a supermarket. That's a difference. That's a difference of $25,000 a month that they have to give. But they're shipping away to the Confederate cartel in Texas and North Carolina. That money, that great sucking sound you hear, is money leaving the state. And what the governor has done, and this is the truth, they've inserted a siphon. What they do is they privatize the profits, socialize the losses. They've inserted a siphon, okay? They've inserted a siphon into the regulated utilities. It's an old mafia trick. You set up an enterprise and you make them go bankrupt and you stash the dough somewhere else in Switzerland or in some circular fence that no one can cross. And so that's what they're trying to do. And the governor, you know, he's going to have to be, if he was a real mensch, that's an East Coast word. If the governor was a real mensch, he would follow the lessons of Franklin D. Roosevelt. And he would make some enemies. Franklin D. Roosevelt gave a great speech in September 21st, 1932, in Portland, Oregon. And he says, judge me by the enemies I have made. This governor believes he's going to win the next election. And these legislators believe they're going to win the next election without making any enemies. What they need to do is make enemies of the millionaire utility barons, the billionaire stockholders, the people that are taking your money and running and then leaving you with a broken down system and no jobs and something that doesn't function. So I would say what you should, and the funny thing is that, you know, Republicans say the craziest things sometimes. There's a Republican commissioner named Commissioner Bayless, and he's a free market guy, and I have a quote somewhere. I don't have it memorized. He said, you know, the system doesn't work. I have to make this the confession. He says, what they have to do is take them over by eminent domain. eminent domain. He said that on January 4th. And then Commissioner Carl Wood, who's a labor guy from Utility Workers Union of America, and by the way, they're the ones that first organized IBEW 1245 in this area, and then during a certain period of time, they were taken over by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Commissioner Wood said, deregulation is dead, and he said it three times in a row. And I heard a rumor, I don't know where I heard it, the governor was on the phone in 5 minutes telling him, what the hell are you talking about, and try to chew him out. So anyway, we got a movement going, we got to keep it going, and I'll get off the stage. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan. Check the website for more information. Okay, www.sfmud.org.